This is World College Radio Day 2021.
Heard around the world, around the world, around the world.
This is the day we all come together. You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon. The College Radio Foundation is grateful for the following organizations and our official supporters for this event: Hindenburg Systems, Live 365, Spinatron, and Vero True Social.
This global marathon is powered by Live 365.
Hi, my name is Eva Gustafsson. I'm the president of World College Radio Day, and I welcome you to the 11th annual World College Radio Day.
My name is Annabella Poland, and I am president of College Radio Day in the U.S.
On Friday, October 1st, once again we come together to celebrate radio productions by students worldwide.
We learn in these 20 months that we are resilient. We remain resilient.
Come what may, student radio will find a way. Because in tough times, we thrive.
Have the best World College Radio Day yet.
Status report. It's back again.
Press play.
The day college radios comes together around the world.
Turn your radio up as loud as possible.
Turn them radios up.
I love it.
Welcome, my friends,
to World College Radio Day.
College Radio Day.
The old world is on the air.
College Radio is united.
Connection is coming.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 11, 10, 9.
Here we go.
Are you ready?
Ignition sequence. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Radio connected.
And now.
Connected to.
Canada.
Wadi, Chanka, Moche, Nazca, Pacha, Mama. Quechua, Aymara, Imaina, Yam, Sumak, Sumakta, Ayakuchana, Viru, Wanta, Titi, Kaha, Uru, Bamba, Kimwa, Takna, Kaha, Marka, Ata, Walpa, Waina, Kapak, Mama, Okyo, Manko, Kapak, Sumakta, Kausa, Kusum, Paya, Mama, Ita, Purin, Kinchu, Kapak, Raimi, Pusak, Sutaika, Benilda, Luis Rojas, Wakpem, Pachapoyu, Kachkan, Inti, Mamakia, Imainayam, Sky Waranka, Sky Chunka, Wenyana, Kipak, Sunku Chucha, Wakpem, Pachapoyu, Kachkan, Inti, Mamakia, Imainayam, Sky Waranka, Sky Chunka, Wenyana, Kipak, Sunku Chucha. Mankichu, Manachu, Quechua, Harawi, Harawi, Niawi, Kimsa, Kashkani, Rakmi, Wari, Tai Tai, Sutaika, Inka, Chuki, Chinchai. Please don't ask me for a translation, cause I'm only repping First Nation. Please don't talk to me about decolonization when you still speaking in the colonizer's language. See, you genocide us, then you colonize us. See, you sterilize us, and now you fetishize us. See, you stigmatize us, then homogenize us, trying to co-opt the movement and gentrify us. I say no. Land back, please. Stolen land under siege. Land back, land back, land back, please. Stolen land under siege.
You are listening to The Morning Shift, Ottawa's home for hip-hop and R&B in the morning.
I've been working on my body. You ever seen a hit Pilates? No, I ain't feeling sorry. Been in the kitchen bumping Maserati. I've been in the crib going crazy. I've been moving work on the daily. Baby, ain't you trying to be a baby?
Understand, I'm just trying to be the daily.
Scoop, scoop.
Now watch it hit back. My ex hit my phone trying to get back. Don't you hit me with that bitch, you ain't with that. Now it's he get flown and he sit back. And I won't call on the phone if I hit that.
working on my body. You ever seen a hit Pilates? No, I ain't feeling sorry. Been in the kitchen bumping Maserati. Ish. I've been in the crib going crazy. I've been moving work on the daily. Baby, ain't you trying to be a baby?
Understand, I'm just trying to be the daily.
Scoop, scoop.
Tomorrow is my day off. All them rehearsals got me tight, look at the payoff. And now my body look like something you did take off. I just got my veneers, I blitzed them, wanna rip they face off. But you thought you'd have a chance after you wanna disrespect me.
Let him apologize and eat it in a
Bentley. He named my right cheek Jennifer and left one Lopez. Can't call me stupid with this big off makeup for him up. Let me
scoop.
Look.
With the Morning Shift crew. Text 613-562-5967.
This show is Loud Her, and it's all about her music, her business, her radio. I'm about to show more love with this local love letter segment with Charlotte Kamanik from Ottawa-based two-time Juno-nominated ensemble, Sila and Rise. Sila has been performing together since 2005. Its core members, Charlotte Hamanik with Cynthia Pizziala, were joined in 2020 by the amazing Charlotte Carlton. Sila respects, honors, and preserves Inuit culture and pays homage to the Inuit land and its strong connection to spirituality. Their music invites you to experience the sounds of traditional and contemporary Inuit throat song. Now, Rise Ashen is a global grooves producer, percussionist, DJ, and dancer. He produces Sila and Rise and performs electronic percussion with the band for their live performances. Sila and Rise was founded in 2016, coming together to blend traditional aspects of Inuit throat singing and futuristic dance floor beats. Since then, they've been nominated for a Juno Award for Indigenous Music Album of the Year in 2017 for their self-titled debut, Sila and Rise, and their second album, Galactic Gala, for World Music Album of the Year in 2019. They were nominated for the Indigenous Music Awards for Best Inuit for Indigenous Language or Francophone Album in 2017 and won the Stingray Award at Mundial Festival in Montreal in 2018. What a ride it has been. Charlotte, I'm so excited you are with me right now. How you doing?
I'm good. I could listen to you talking about our band all day. I'm like up here with my hands up, just like feeling like you're a hype girl. Thank you.
I am officially your official hype girl because I'm so hyped by all of the amazing things y'all are doing.
It's been really, really awesome. And being a local band here in Ottawa has been the best. We get such good support and we love doing these interviews with radio shows like yours.
Thank you so much for taking the time on your journey. I know that you've done so much. You've performed in so many places. Do you have a top memory that you look back on and just think, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened?
Yeah, absolutely. 2 years ago, we went to Tromsø in Norway for the Ridu Ridu Festival. And that was the most magical place. The mountains, the atmosphere. They were doing a spotlight on Inuit musicians from Canada. And so there were so many of my fellow Inuit that were there. We were on the main stage. We got to see Buffy St. Marie and Tanya Segar and Jeremy Dutcher and all these amazing other Indigenous musicians. But at the closing night of the festival, we got to perform at the unofficial club of the festival. And it was honestly the craziest gig that we had ever played. Like, security was pushing people out. We were like cornered and like everyone was losing their minds. But the thing is, that was the one show that went undocumented. There is no proof of that show anywhere, and it is the best show that we have ever played. There's no photos and no videos, like no proof. It just kind of happened and went into the universe. And I'm pretty sure I could say that is one of our at least like top three performances.
Like, it had to stay there. It was that amazing. It can't be documented. Yeah,
exactly.
Incredible. Exactly. So tell me about the beginnings. How did you begin your throat singing journey?
Okay, so I was born and raised in Nunavut. I'm originally from Igloolik, my little hometown, who I'm always calling out. I love my little hometown. And I also lived in Iqaluit, which is the capital city. And then when I was 16, I moved here to Ottawa. Little did I know, the culture shock was going to be astounding. I had so much trouble getting adjusted to the city life. And it's actually so funny because I remember when I moved here, I felt like I was in New York City. And everybody around me was kind of like, you know, this place is not that big. I was like, excuse you, there's a million people. Thank you very much. Right. Yeah. So, you know, the environment is very different. Anybody who's been to Nunavut knows. Coming out of southern Canada, going into Nunavut, it's going into a different country. We have no trees, we have no bushes, we have no highways, we have no paved roads almost. Like, Iqaluit, the capital city, it's kind of like our metropolis, so it's pretty busy there. But there's 9,000 people, which is still very small compared to here. So that just gives you an idea of like the culture shock that I felt. So all of a sudden I found myself just so detached from my culture, my language, my land, my people, you know, even my food and my music. And so throat singing was a way for me to stay connected to my culture. And thankfully, Cynthia moved here the same time that I did. Neither of us had been taught how to throat sing before because, you know, due to colonization and the church, traditional cultural practices were banned, you know, in many Indigenous places pretty much all over the world. So when we were growing up, there was no throat singing. We didn't hear it. I remember hearing it for the first time when I was in grade 2, and then I heard it again sometime in grade 9. And then when I moved here, that's when I really started grasping for that knowledge and that tradition. And remember, like, internet was not that accessible at the time. So we just learned as much as we could. We brought it back to each other and then just continued practicing. We were singing all the time. We were singing like on OC Transpo. We were like singing, walking down Rideau Street. We were singing everywhere. And then we've just been so blessed to have so many opportunities to perform for people since then. It was like a passion that we just kind of grabbed and kept really close to us.
So beautiful. And Charlotte Carlton is now a part of the group, but Cynthia has not left the group, right?
No, Cynthia has not left the group. We were just really fortunate that Charlotte Carlton joined our group. She joined last fall. So the pandemic hit last year and Cynthia went up to Iqaluit. And then she ended up staying there. And we had already booked a few gigs. One of them was the Drive-In Blues Fest concert last August. And she wasn't able to come back for it because there was a 2-week mandatory isolation in a hotel room to get back to Nunavut. So with all of the complications from the pandemic, I thought, okay, Charlotte Carlton is one of the best throat singers that I know in Ottawa. If I have to pick someone to sing with, I'm going to pick Charlotte. And I invited her. Dude, she rehearsed with us only 3 times before getting on that Blues Fest stage and she killed it. Yeah. Amazing. And then we had another show at the NAC for the Moshkamo. It's like the Indigenous Theater Festival. So she did that. And then we were still getting approached to do live performances. Everybody's doing things live now on screen. So then we decided that we were going to invite Charlotte Carlson to join our group. And thankfully, she accepted. And now we're able to continue our music because of her.
And there's more performances to come, of course. Tomorrow will be the Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Awards. And your group is up for Inuit Group Artist of the Year. And the video for your song, Mother Roots, is nominated for Artistic Video of the Year. What do having opportunities to perform at shows like this and even having this award recognition mean to you?
Well, first of all, we absolutely love the Summer Solstice Indigenous Festival. We've been going for years. It is such a beautiful space to gather with other Indigenous people. You know, the powwow every year is so much fun. They have different stages and they invite so many different artists, and they have booths and they have workshops and they have opportunities for people to share and sell their craft. So we're so excited about the Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Awards and the fact that we were nominated. For me, it's just being recognized alongside my fellow Indigenous musicians, you know, just having that space and getting that recognition, being allowed to just be ourselves. And I feel like, you know, a lot of times in music awards, there's just like the Indigenous category and we're competing against other Indigenous, you know, musicians who have completely different styles of singing or different genres. So when we have a festival like this that have so many different categories that we have a chance to be recognized for in different categories, it's really great.
I love that you brought that up. Not monolithic sound, right?
Like, exactly.
It's so wild. The sounds are completely different here. Like, let's expand. Let's do a bit better here, people.
Exactly. And just to have Indigenous musicians being nominated in categories outside of being Indigenous.
That's right.
Yeah.
Totally agree. One more note on awards is that you have had some great noms from the Junos. Let's talk 2022 and just goals in general. Would you say that you want to strive for a Juno? And if so, with this upcoming album, what makes it different?
Oh, absolutely. We were totally surprised by the Juno nomination for our first album. Like, when we got together, it was like an experiment. And it was almost like accidentally created this album. And then to be nominated, I was mind blown. We were all mind blown. So it was super unexpected. With our second album, we were like, okay, I really hope we get a Juno nomination. Like, maybe this time we'll win. We got another Juno nom. What we loved about that one was that we were nominated outside of the Indigenous category for the world music. And I mean, we consider our music like galactic. So it's nice perfect. That we went a little bit further out. But with this third album, man, if we could just get that Juno, maybe third time's a charm, that would really be good for us, you know, because although it's not about winning awards, it's just nice to get that like push, you know. It's really hard to break into that huge music industry. And if we could just get that push and get our names out, because I really don't feel like a lot of people do what we do. We do like really extraterrestrial stuff. And I think the whole world should hear it. And I think that, you know, if we want a Juno, that would be a great opportunity for us to expand and go to bigger places and bigger stages.
Your sound is reaching new bounds. You just released a new single on Wednesday titled Pandemonium off of the upcoming album that will be released in October. And congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that was a really fun song to record.
And the video, though, it's amazing. It was illustrated and produced by visual artist Darcy Bernhardt. And
right.
It's got some just really powerful visuals. Can you like share a bit about the story behind the powerful production?
Yeah, so we connected with her through the Every Seeker Festival that is held in Halifax. It was a call and response, so they contacted us and asked if we would be interested in collaborating with another artist of their choice. So we would produce a song, something that's new, and then give it to them. And then they picked Darcy Bernhardt. She's Inuvialuk and Gwich'in from the Northwest Territories. And she's a visual artist, so she does paint and stop motion. We were so happy with her work that we asked if we could expand and create a full music video for the song. And thanks to Every Seeker and thanks to Darcy for accepting to work with us. And she just creates these beautiful visuals of Arctic scenery. There's Arctic animals. And then with her input, you know, we all kind of came with our own visions and our own direction, and she brought to the table these powerful images of resource extraction and what is happening in the world today and just how much we're doing damage on Mother Earth. You know, and the song is called Pandemonium. It's chaos. It's chaotic. It just kind of gives you the feeling that everything is everywhere and there's a lot going on. And so we think that she really did a great job with encompassing all of that and putting it into a visual.
Folks, you can head over to YouTube to have a look at that on Sila and Rise's page. So I love that we both see that music has the power to heal and provide space to increase awareness. Now, on your upcoming album, you have created space and time in a moment to really provide healing and reflection. You created this track titled 215, which is in reference to the 215 children who were recently found buried in an unmarked mass grave at a former Kamloops, BC residential school. And I know allies and others just need to do the work, right? To really support Indigenous communities. This song is yet to be released, but is there a message that you want to provide right now in reference to this topic?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been talking about reconciliation for how many years now, you know, and I'm still trying to see the other side of that. Being an Indigenous person, an Indigenous woman, I feel like I have been working my entire life on reconciliation, even before the government even made that apology, you know, back in, what was it, 2006, when the Conservative government at the time made their fake apology to the Indigenous people of Canada for, you know, the damage that they have done. I am constantly talking about these issues, and I feel like I have the responsibility to educate people. When this reconciliation is not a one-sided thing, it's not up to Indigenous people to come and meet Canadians where they are. It's up to Indigenous people and Canadians to come meet in the middle. We need our allies, we need our non-Indigenous Canadians to come and meet us in the middle, because we have been doing so much work. We have done the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. They were requesting like inquiries to missing and murdered Indigenous women. We're offering suggestions. We're asking for help, and we're asking for advocacy and support. We're saying how Canada can help us, but really, I feel like we're just not getting an answer. Canada is not answering the call to reconciliation. So I think for non-Indigenous folks, it's really important to educate yourself and not expect Indigenous people to be the ones to educate you. There's the internet. You have resources at the tip of your fingers. You can find out Canada's real history and educate yourself instead of waiting for Indigenous people to come and say this is what's going on or this is what has happened. So if I was going to have a message, it would be like, please answer that call. Please meet us in the middle. Like, we're very tired. We are grieving. We are mourning. And it's time for our fellow Canadians to come and meet us.
And I just totally agree with you.
And thank you so much for providing this space. You know, it's so important to have safe spaces to speak openly with an open heart and feel safe about it. So thank you so much for having me and allowing that space.
I thank you. I thank you so much. I thank you for your true and essential words that were just shared. And I hope people heed them. I really do. I hope it's not falling on deaf ears. You've heard the message, folks. You know what you need to do. Let's do the work. We are far late in doing the work, so let's do the work. All right, we're going to pivot. We're going to pivot to really just to celebrating the work that you've also just done in your craft, Pandemonium. We're going to be playing it shortly, but I want folks to be able to connect with you, Charlotte, and know about the work that Sila and Rise is up to. So what platforms are y'all on?
Oh, we're on all the platforms. Check us out. We're on iTunes and Spotify. We're on Facebook and Instagram. Like, you just search us up, you'll be able to find us.
Fantastic. And they will do that because y'all are just incredible. So
thank you. Thank you so much for your support and everyone always out there too.
Always. Right now, we're going to get into the power behind Pandemonium from Sila and Rise right here on Loud Her. Let's go. Ooh,
Listening to The Morning Shift, Ottawa's home for hip-hop and R&B in the morning. Let's go.
Around magical, usually the one with the revenue. Gotta be the man on the avenue, huh? Now I know what I gotta do, huh? Start with a prayer, hallelujah. College dropout, we're no dead. I wanna hop out of jet. Capital whip that got no head.
Hallelujah.
Shawty's call me for some sex. I hit it with respect. Still hit him with a text.
I never been on the armor road, still feel honored, dude. They be thinking to tell a joke until you become a goat.
I want it all to smooth. No one is a thing. Got Jesus on my name.
Well, you got plenty of every hurt and heartbreak. You just take it all to the face. I know that you want to cry, but it's much more to life than dying over your past mistakes and people who do dirt on your name. Since 10, I've been feeling lonely. Have friends, but they was picking on me. I was thinking when my lips so big, was I too dark and it sensed my fears? These gay thoughts would always haunt me. I pray God would take it from me. It's hard for you when you're fighting, and nobody knows it when you're silent. I'd be by the phone, standing licky morning into dawn. Only place I feel like I belong. Strandies make you feel so loved, you know. And I'm happy by the way that I made that jump, that leap of faith. I'm happy that it all worked out for me. I'ma make my fans so proud of me. Oh,
I wanna run away.
I know that you want to cry, but it's much more to life than dying over your past mistakes and people who do dirt on your name.
You are listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa, Gatineau.
You're tuned into The Morning Shift, your source for hip-hop and R&B in the morning on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're your hosts, the Down the Wire crew, coming at you today because, you know, it's Thursday. You're in the loop by now. You know what's good. It's your dogs, Jacob Racco, a.k.a. just call me Racco. We're friends now. Sitting next to my dog, Johnny.
Johnny Blaze. I'm sitting next to my friend now.
Lifika, aka Jedi Master Day, aka the Afro Samurai. Good morning, everyone. What is up?
We're friends, right?
We're friends.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to the listeners. But yeah, dude.
Did the first one just like sound funny to you through the headphones, so you had to repeat it?
It's like when I sound good. Do you guys I have a nice sounding laugh.
I'm the sound guy today.
Do you guys ever remember like when you were kids, like you'd say a word and it would like sound cool to you, so you just kind of say it again under your breath?
What?
I know people did that. You like learned a new word.
I used to double talk. Like under my breath.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. People do that.
So I'd be like,
Yo, what's up? Yeah, like, that's what I mean.
I grew out of it.
Yeah, there's a guy I know who used to do that. He'd say something and then you'd be talking back to him and his mouth would be moving. He'd be saying the exact same thing that he just said. Yeah.
My boy Johnny Two Times. We used to call him, we used to call him Johnny Two Times because he used to say everything two times.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Anyways, moment y'all been waiting for. We're reviewing Lil Nas X's Montero debut studio album. And so first off, what we got? We got Montero, Call Me By Your Name, Industry Baby, and I thought there was a third one, but those are the two singles off the album that Montero's doing numbers. Those are 1 billion streams on Spotify alone. And yeah, what'd you guys think?
Well, first of all, like, I know Lil Nas X is quite the controversial artist, but I just want to say that that's what I kind of like about artists. Artists that, like, are really getting hated on by the media or whatever, and they
lean into
fight
it.
Back, lean into it. You know, I feel like that's kind of Kanye. Felt like that was also kind of X, you know? And, you know, this is Lil Nas. They don't want him to win, and that's not stopping him. So congratulations on the debut album.
Yeah, shout out.
And, like, just doing what you want to do. Like, you just, you're doing you, man. So, like,
yeah,
good for you.
I really liked, you know, we're going to say our favorite songs in a bit, but I'm just going to get into it right now. The second track, Dead Right
song.
Now,
that song
is my
dope.
Favorite song of the album. And I like that song a lot because, you know, he really talked about, kind of just talked about himself a bit. Like, he talked about his, like, his relationship with his mom, his relationship with his dad, and also that he was, like, grinding, living with his sister, just trying to get music out that wasn't doing numbers. And that was in 2018, that summer. And that was before Old Town Road came out. So it was kind of dope just to see, you know, his come up. And he brought it with the bars in that track, which was dope to see.
He did
so,
spit in that track.
I like how that was how the album got kicked off. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Montero is the first song, but everyone already heard that. But that's the true kickoff to the album. Dead Right Now is a good way to start the album. You get to
crazy
a little insight into his life. And it was a dope track. My favorite track off the album by far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, same with me. Yeah, no, I think this album is going to do what he needs it to do. I mean, what do you say, Montero almost has 1 billion streams already?
Yeah, the track.
Yeah, Montero, just the song. Call Me By Your Name. That's what I meant. Yeah. That's crazy. Like, I mean, this guy's got fans, dude. Like, he is a pop star. He does it. Like, he fits the bill, and he plays it well.
Yeah, that's the thing. He definitely, to me, comes across more of a pop star than a rapper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I mean, 100%. Look at these features. You got Doja Cat. You got Miley Cyrus. Yo, he's got that. Shout out to One of Me also with Elton John.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was crazy.
So Elton John on that track.
He's on the keys, bro.
Dude, like, did he produce that full song? Here, let me pull that up. You guys keep talking.
I'm just gonna say the album cover is lit. Like, when that becomes t-shirts.
Oh yeah, the album cover.
Yeah. Like, if I was to have an album cover, like, it kind of reminds, we were talking about the Pegasus album cover. Remember Trippie Redd, like, in the weird shorts the Pegasus.
Yeah.
Or riding the Pegasus. Yeah. But like, Lil Nas X really went for that. You know what I mean? He didn't need no shorts. Like, if I was to put an album out, this like, if someone pitched this cover to me, I'd be like, you know what? That could work.
Yeah.
Work.
No, the album art's crazy. But yeah, this is the first time that him and Elton John have worked together. But Lil Nas X took part in paying homage to John for his iHeartRadio Icon Award, which he received in May. When John accepted the award, he gave props to Lil Nas X, saying that he is, in quotes, a wonderful artist and has balls of steel.
You guys, Elton John fans?
I mean, yeah, like, yeah, I just know, like, the hits, you know, like Piano Man.
Yeah.
You know, like, banger. Oh. But
my boy Nick Myra also produced on Don't Want It. Track number 13.
Nick Myra's dope. Nick Myra. Internet Money. Nick Myra.
Double XL.
Yeah. Fist pumping Nick Myra.
Yeah, weren't you roasting him?
I was roasting him because in the video, like, in the ciphers for the 2021 XXL freshman, he just, like, like, they were dope beats, but like, when they'd hit, he just looks like, yeah, like, oh yeah, like, that's just
the awkward fist bump,
right? Like, yeah. It was like, yeah, you know, when he's a dad at a barbecue, he's gonna kill the finger guns. You know what I mean? Like, is that sort of vibe I got from it.
Least favorite track off the album for myself was Scoop featuring Doja Cat. I don't know, that was just too like poppy, I guess, but also just like, I didn't like that one bar where he mentioned, like, he's just trying to be the daily scoop. I mean, I don't know.
That's the chorus.
Is that the chorus?
I'm pretty sure.
He says it multiple times.
I'm
not a fan of that. I don't know. It's just, I don't like when art, like I know you're saying, like, it's dope that people don't want to see him win, so he's in the media. So, like, you'd want to keep it in the daily news, but I like it when you're just doing it for the art.
No, 100%.
In a perfect 100%. World, that would be an amazing thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Unfortunately, it's not.
And it's not a perfect
world. If you're all about the tabloids, man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People Magazine, man. People buy them. People buy them.
Yeah. US last minute buy at the grocery store.
Us Weekly.
TMZs.
Oh, dude. I didn't, like, I think Montero got old to me, too.
Yeah, I mean, okay, let's get into it before we wrap this up. Favorite tracks. For me, it's Dead Right Now.
Industry Baby.
One of Me from Elton John, and then the singles.
Yeah.
Montero. And
I don't like it. Montero, I think it's just, feel like I've just heard it too much. But like, how TikTok, I would describe this album is, like, it's music you'd hear
like being played in public spaces.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I think actually one thing about this album, it really kind of just erased anyone saying that he's a one-hit wonder.
No, that's facts. That's facts. I think that was erased a while ago.
Was it though?
I think so.
He was dropping a lot of good hits. He came all the way since Old Town Road. That was a... dropped a lot of tracks since then.
Yeah,
but none of them really hit the way that Industry Panini Baby was, or Montero
Panini,
did.
Panini was word. Big.
Yeah.
Panini word. Was big. Yeah. Don't you be a meanie, man. Don't you be a meanie.
Final thoughts?
Good.
Second that.
What are your guys' thoughts? Let us know. Drop a text at 613-562-5967. That's 613-562-5967. Let's get into this track featuring Elton John, One of Me by Lil Nas X, here on The Morning Shift, CHUO 89.1 FM.
Tell me that you think you on top your last creation. Word on the block is you fell off and I'm just saying. If it ain't no town road, Lil Nas, you ain't playing. Just stick to what you best. And I suggest make another one like this. Yeah, oh, I know it hurt your soul to know it was only luck. If you drop a song, we won't give a f- no. I like this, I don't like that. Do this shit, don't you do that. Say you wanna me, say you wanna me, yeah, yeah. Say you wanna me, say you wanna me, yeah, yeah. I like this, I don't like that. Do this shit, don't you do that. Say you wanna me, say you wanna me, yeah, yeah. Say you wanna me, say you wanna me, yeah, yeah. Use a meme, use a joke, been a gimmick from the go. All the things that you do just to get your face to show. Oh, you think you big? Pimpin', let me know. Ain't the next big thing, you the next thing to go. Now, can you prove yourself? Everybody wait on. I'm just being real, spread somebody hate on. I don't see you lasting long, and that's just me being honest. Even if your album okay is flopping, that's a promise. So I like this, I don't like that. Do this shit, don't you do that. Say you wanna me, say you wanna me, yeah, yeah. Say you wanna me, say you wanna me, yeah, yeah. I like this, I don't like that. Do this shit, don't you do that. Say you wanna me, say you wanna me, yeah, yeah. Say you wanna me, say you wanna me, yeah, yeah.
You are listening to The Morning Shift, Ottawa's home for hip-hop and R&B in the morning. Let's go.
Mean all of the pain that you passed upon me. nobody can put up a fight, so I let you in. Every time I knew you'd run again till you needed more. Now I'm quaking in all your memory. You were so cool, you were so mean. All of the pain that you passed upon me had me so afraid.
Water, tea, go. Pricey product, 3 phones. Still can't call up. These got them bothered. Cause I'm built like this. Damn, have intent when I float with these hits. Oh, I get an itch when the money about to hit. Hypoallergenic, I'm immune to a. Oh, you think you sick? I'm sicker. You can say the plot got thicker, broad. My homie got more staff than Skinner. When I say jump on my front,
double da 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 double dutch, double da 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 double dutch, double da 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 double dutch, double da 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 double dutch.
I got bad company. If you want beef, they gon' serve you a plate. Girl, what? Man, you know you plant based. Miss Hottie caught a body, then we patch you away. It's a rap, call it quits, yeah, yeah. You gon' need a genie and a wish, cause damn, shoulda never ever ring your lips like that. When I say jump, are you all back? This make me wanna walk out up, pop lock and hit. Crank the wig off a chick. I'm the top, crank the wheels off your. All my single ladies, two step out your wheel.
Double da 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 double dutch, double da 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 double dutch, double da 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 double dutch, double da 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 double dutch,
double dutch, 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 double cup, 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 double up, 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 double what?
Double da 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 double dutch, double da 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 double dutch, double da 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 double dutch, double da 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 double dutch.
That was the morning shift. You're welcome.
I love me some commas, but love my community more. Blew me some braids, beat me some Mars. Trust me, you left me with so many scars. I'm painting up, tell me to get it. I'm with it, I'm gone. Like, what is you on? Been grinding so long. I'm never no stingy, the acting is blowing. I'm back in the city like, whoa. I play with a pivot, no changing my image. We more than just arrows and bows. I come from the bottom, I'm still at the bottom. But baby, I'm dipping my toes. No longer whipping and flipping them O's. Mama so bad, cause mama she know. I do this for babies who ran. Someone go give them their gram, give them their flowers. Someone go call up the cram, tell them to search up the grams. 24 hours, someone go get on their neck. Someone go teach them respect. Someone go get on the line, tell them my niche's got neck.
used to grow up a cook from Zupo. Minimum wage, mopping the floor. Still got a pride, what happened to yours, ayy? I wake in the morning, I smudge up and tell them I'm grateful to get you on too. Offer my prayers, give them to you. You send them back, know what it do. I love me some commas, but love my community more. Blew me some braids, beat me some Mars. Trust me, you left me with so many scars. I'm painting a picture, he tell me to get it, I'm with it, I'm gone. Like, what is you on? Been grinding so long.
I'm counting my blessings, turning my L's into lessons. I'm from the trenches. I got the banner pendant, fresh at the benches. Ooh, what an entrance. Watch my ascension, switching dimensions. I got 100 with me. We rolling deep in the street. I got these spirits that talking through me, yeah. The bodies identify, this is a genocide. You better get this. I pray to the minister. They stole their children, it's sinister. They didn't know when to, you tell them the truth. Shout out to you. I'm here to lift up your consciousness, fulfilling prophecies. Everything opposite, I don't want 5%, I want it all. Dismantle systems and I watch them fall. I got the flaws, me, yeah, I come from the stars. For the whole community, I got the scars. I've been so down with the cars. Jump on the track and I'm hitting them paws. You mess with the better, you get in the claws.
I love me some commas, but love my community more. Blew me some braids, beat me some Mars. Trust me, you left me with so many scars. I'm painting a picture, he tell me to get it, I'm with it, I'm gone. Like, what is you on? Been grinding so long. I love me some commas, but love my community more. Blew me some braids, beat me some Mars. Trust me, you left me with so many scars. I'm painting a picture, he tell me to get it, I'm with it, I'm gone. Like, what is you on? Been grinding so long.
You are listening to The Morning Shift, Ottawa's home for hip-hop and R&B in the morning.